Rain lashes the exterior of Petersburg's Sons of Norway Hall on the night of December 13th. But inside, it's toasty and dry. The air is zested with the smell of pickling spices, peppercorns, mustard seed, and dill, as well as other carefully guarded secret ingredients. Heidi Lee is arranging bowls of brine seafood on a long table for tonight's event, and she's resisting the urge to sample their contents.
I think that pickled herring is soul food, so I can't wait till I can start eating some of this stuff.
The warm glow of Christmas lights illuminates plates of artfully arranged delicacies. The spread ranges from classic Scandinavian fare, slices of jewel-toned salmon and pillowy lefse, to the unconventional. A side of smoked eel and a tureen of pickled tanner crab decorated with the crab's own claws, and looking somewhat like an alien life form. Both are hits with the crowd. And then the star of the show, bowls of pale cuts of pickled herring. The atmosphere is cheerful, with friends and neighbors coming in from the cold to hobnob over giant plates of food. But this is a serious night for the contestants. Glorianne Wolin is one of them. She's also the MC for the contest. She's mingling in the crowd with a big smile on her face, but her head is still in the game.
Oh yeah. My fierce competitors are Helmer and Sig, and every once in a while we have somebody else that jumps into it, but I caught Sig's eye across the post office and we gave each other a little wink.
Pickled fish isn't the only salty thing in the Sons of Norway Hall. Katie Brantuis is one of tonight's judges. She says some years, folks have cried actual tears over the contest.
It's competitive, it's great, it's beautiful. It's competitive.
So competitive, in fact, that the organizers had to tweak the rules this year. Brantuis says judges used to be able to recognize their friends' dishes by how they were plated. And that put the contest in a bit of a pickle, as far as fairness goes. Now, every contestant has to serve up their entry the same way.
They're going to put the pickled herring in the same bowl, which is new this year. Therefore, it's not like, oh, I know so-and-so's bowl.
Appearance aside, there are lots of different ways to evaluate brine seafood. I asked the judges and participants about what makes a champion pickled herring dish.
Texture, flavor.
And in that order?
Well, flavor and texture is probably in that order.
See, there's multiple facets. It's a multifaceted thing. For herring, you want firmness and then a good pickling.
Taste. It's all about the taste. Taste.
When the judges complete their rounds, Wolin steps up to announce the winners. There are a few different categories, and not all of them are focused on herring. Jim Edgars won first place in the smoked salmon category with his smoked winter king. Helmer Olsen and Kurt Kernvik tied for the best pickled fish and seafood category. Both entered their pickled black cod. And the winner of the 2023 Petersburg Pickled Herring Contest, Sig Mathiesen, announcer Glorianne Wolin's rival.
Take away for the 2023 winner of the Petersburg Pickled Herring Contest.
Mathiesen took home two first place trophies. He won the smoked cured fish category with his gravlax and the pickled herring category with his south of the border sauced herring. Mathiesen insists there's not much of a secret to his success.
I do the same recipes year after year, and I might do a little different little touches to fine-tune what I do. But I try to be traditional and try to smoke and pickle and do things the way my family has done for years and years.
Mathiesen is a third-generation Norwegian-American, and he says the contest is about preserving more than just cuts of fish.
It's important to be, like, in this building, Sons of Norway, doing things that my grandfather did and probably way before him. My recipes I learned from my uncle and my cousin Andy, and I'm more than happy to keep the traditions going.
Mathiesen says in order to carry the pickled herring tradition into the future, he's even willing to pass on his award-winning recipes. Eventually. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.